what Lady them are doing in LA with the brown bag.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to another episode of Brown Bag. Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas!
And this actually works out for us because we're Latinos, so it drops on Wednesday, which is when we celebrate Christmas.
Let's go. Episode 205.
205.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's about Jesus, right? I want to ask you a Jesus question.
Okay.
Okay, $10 trillion or 10 minutes with Jesucristo. All right, you get to come back. You got to come back to Earth. You get, it's not, and you're in heaven, you're gone. 10 minutes with Jesus, talk to him about anything, or $10 trillion.
I get to meet that fool again when I die?
Well, I don't know. That's up to your sins.
I'll probably take 10 trillion with Jesus. I mean, 10 no, trillion.
Over 10 minutes with Jesus?
Yeah. Because that fool, like, that shouldn't even be put in that predicament. Like,
he shouldn't
like,
put
this
you
is your
in
job.
That?
Like, because if, like, is he's giving me the ultimatum? Like, yeah. I'll give you the 10 trillion?
No. It's just the world. Because
that fool doesn't really love being
what's
Jesus.
What's baby girl's name? Angel Reese? She did that. She did that in her podcast. She
Angel said, Reese also can't shoot a free throw, so I don't
think
right.
Oh, my God.
That can't play basketball. But I would take 10 trillion, and then I'll meet that fool when I meet that fool.
Okay.
And if it's not meant for me to meet that fool, then I won't meet that fool.
10 trillion is a lot of money, Duno.
That's what I'm saying. That's yeah. What welcome, to Victor, everybody.
Welcome, Vic.
Hello. A little festive.
Yeah, I would go 10 trillion over.
Over the
yeah,
10 minutes.
Because he's supposed to be there for us, right?
Yeah.
So then.
He would forgive you even if he didn't do it?
I think that fool would be like, hey, fool, pay your rent.
10 trillion is a lot.
For 10 trillion or me, Jesus, for 10. Like right now, if they were to be like, hey, here's $10 trillion.
Uh-huh.
Or, hey, Jesus in the back room for 10 minutes.
Okay, so I do think it might be a test because in the Bible, he would do a lot of tests. Like there was this one. I don't know the specifics. Please don't come at me. I just remember the story. Essentially, he told one of the men in the Bible, take your kid up to this rock and kill your kid. Right? And so the guy was like, what the hell? Like, God just asked me to do this or whatever. But he followed God. Like, he was like, I'm just going to follow whatever you say. He takes his kid to go sacrifice and God stops him and says, just knowing that you would follow me, I'm going to bless you.
What?
Like, don't kill your kid.
But why not?
It's in the Bible somewhere. Am I tripping? Yeah.
But why not tell that fool to go, like.
Let me look it up.
See, this is where, like
go rob your neighbor's
next
street.
Because it would have to be something that would cost you, like, in your spirit.
Yeah.
You know?
Go rob a bank, but there's probably no banks at the time. Or maybe there was. The Jewish people, too many banks right there. That little casita. I would take change. I talk to Jesus all day. Mm-hmm. I would take Lavinas, respectfully, I'd take 10 minutes with Lavinasita over $10 trillion.
Can I read it? Okay. Yeah. Oh, what did you just say?
I would choose La Virgencita over like $10 trillion. That's just me though.
So you would do the 10 minutes with La Virgen
over
her son. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Okay. Hey, that's where your answer's at. Okay, so this is the binding of Isaac, where God commands Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac as a test of faith, but an angel stops him at the last moment and a ram is provided instead, demonstrating Abraham's obedience and God's provision, not an actual killing of a child.
Yeah. I think kill it. Look, see, this is where like I can see why fools that are atheists could go like, hey dog, like, why was that the test? It could have been it could have been like, hey, I'm gonna need you to kill this fool that like coughs sins. Like he's
But then that would be easy to do. That wouldn't be a strain on your heart. He has to know that you love him above all things.
Hey, but what are you supposed to do after like when it was like false alarm? Like, oh, sorry, kid.
Yeah, sorry,
false
Isaac.
Alarm.
That's kind of
shout out to all the Isaacs out there.
You know,
and if your dad is named Abraham, watch out.
Because what if that fool? Yeah, I don't know. See, that's what I'm saying. But look, like I have faith in a lot of things. But if I would take $10 trillion
over 10 minutes with Jesus.
Fool, like I already talked to that fool, right?
Cause yeah.
Because then this is the other side of it. Like, if this is the only way for me to meet this fool, then what's the point of me talking all these years? What's the point of people preaching to me?
Oh, I get you. You like, all you're already, constantly I'm in conversation. Constantly
like, hey, gracias a Dios, fool. I appreciate you. Yeah. You know, like so that's where I'm confused. Like,
yeah. But like, so, yeah, I get you. But see, the thing
but
is,
I
like,
never seen 10 trillion. I've seen miracles, fool.
But look, like, Jesus would be able to talk back because, like, you talk to him, but he doesn't talk back. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. 50 Cent says.
So then, look at the signs. So then, are we fucking crazy?
No. But like, with like actually hearing them, you know, because like 50 Cent has a line where he says, "I talk to God, but He don't say nothing back, so I still ride on my gat." You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if Jesus really tells you, like,
yeah,
you're good, I promise I'm take care of you, like, oh, I'm fucking good. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, He shows us signs.
But then,
He shows us signs all the time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Come back with a sick ass, like, groupie eagle.
Like, yeah.
Okay. But that's the flex. No one else in the world has had 10 minutes with Jesus. They've only had 7 minutes in heaven, dog. They haven't had 10 minutes with
I just talked to God before I got here when I got pulled over. I was like, please, God, I need to make it to work today.
Where'd you get pulled over? What city?
Whittier. As soon as I got out of my crib.
In a Tesla?
Yeah.
What happened?
They said I didn't pay my tags.
Oh, you haven't paid them like all year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude. After 6 months is when they can start ticketing
they
you.
They said they could tow me.
Yeah.
But they were like, but you're cool, so we're just going to let you off. I didn't even use the power card, though. I was thinking about
it. So stupid. By the way, you
were. Did they ask you where you're going to work?
No, they didn't really just.
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm going to work. They'd be like, well, I wanted where do you to. Work?
I'm like, look, I have the navigation right there, 26.
She'd be like, oh, just look at my sweater.
I know. I was like, maybe.
But you didn't.
Hello, officer.
So but you got to say you're going to work.
I didn't even
have to do some viruses, start beefing it with somebody online, and then you would have been in the algorithm.
I didn't talk to them. I talked to God.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
See, with $10 trillion, you could have bought them for love. Did you get a ticket? For sure, right?
Yeah.
You got a ticket?
Yeah, for sure.
All the day before Christmas? Did you get the cop's little name?
No. His badge number?
Yeah, that's pretty fucked up, bro.
You know what's funny, though? Remember how at King Taco we got that little sheriff little
hat? A little hat?
It was in the back seat. I wanted to get it and show him, like, look.
I'm a friend.
Yeah, like, in Whittier, your boy gave it to me.
In Whittier, is there sheriffs or there's, like,
PD? There's both. It's weird. So, because there's, like, unincorporated Whittier and then there's Whittier.
So the unincorporated, it's like Burbank PD?
Oh, I get it.
That's why there's no graffiti in Burbank, because they're PD. My homies went to jail for their ticket said attempting to do graffiti. Like, not even,
yeah.
Technically, for like, it was unlawful. I think.
What did they do? Did they just go like this?
Spray cans. No, they had cans, and then they were like attempting to do graffiti.
Got it.
But in Burbank, like, I know, like, if you litter, they'll like fine you. Like in LA, if I could throw like a cop would be like, hey, pick it up, like, or something. But I think in Burbank, they'll fine you, like, you're $300, $400. But, like, nice cities, like, in nice cities, like. Then Whittier PD, I know they.
Well, no, it's the sheriff. I mean, Whittier PD, I haven't, like, dealt with them, but I think people say that the sheriffs are a little tougher. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, where I was, it was, like, it was funny. I was pulled over, and then across the street, I see a Whittier PD driving by, but they're not the same.
Yeah.
I got pulled over by a sheriff.
Because there's, like, a.
On this side, on this side, I was, like. I was jurisdiction of the sheriff.
Okay,
and on that side, it was Whittier.
Because what's the difference between sheriff and highway patrol? Same thing?
No.
Because highway patrol is the one that gave us the hat.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you would have shown the sheriff the hat? Yeah.
I would have been like, get the fuck out of here.
They're kind of like the bottom of the barrel, right?
No, they do the freeways.
Yeah, for you wait all day.
Yeah.
Think about it. How many cars go through your freeway? You can't pull. And a cop, you're kind of more in the, you're kind of more in the mix. You know, you're in the streets.
CHP, you're just waiting for a high speed pursuit, huh?
For you're waiting for
some action.
For you're waiting for I got pulled over by CHP, and the most they be like they pull you over 10. Yeah. LAPD's not really like a sheriff's not really tripping unless you're like, so was he being a dick?
No, it was a girl.
I feel like sheriffs are CHP. No, I think we're mixing them. I think sheriffs are in the prisons.
No, sheriffs. Okay, so it's like they're deputies.
Yeah.
The only thing about LAPD, when they're rookies, they start in the streets. Deputies, they start in the county jail. That's why they're dicks. Because they deal with cholos and gangbangers for 2 years before they hit the streets.
I get you.
So their mentality is like easily like, fuck all these fools.
Yeah.
They're all criminals.
Yeah.
So I think that's. I'm telling you, I know. I'm with you. Oh, one of Concrete, but I'm not saying his name, but he's an ex-deputy.
Yeah.
He was telling me a sick-ass story.
CHP focuses on traffic, highways, and state property. County Sheriff's Department provide general law enforcement, run jails, and handle courts in unincorporated areas. So you got hit with that.
You're going to get hit
by the PD or by the sheriff's, dog.
Yeah.
Fix your fucking tags, dog.
I am going to.
What does Compton have? Compton has sheriffs, huh? Like Compton
Sheriff.
Why don't you guys have LAPD, Umberto?
I think
LAPD.
CHP too.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, see, it just depends where you're at. Yeah. It just depends where you're at.
Downey's okay. Downey PD.
I have something else to share.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw Training Day, like, for real, for real. Because I remember watching it, like, back in the day, like, Kickbacks, or, like, it's in the background, or you just know the like spots. Cool. I sat down, and I was like, what the fuck is the gist of this movie? How does fucking Denzel do this whole, like, chess play? And then why does he go to his one homie's house and then kills that one homie, the one white fool, the old white fool?
Yeah, with the
like, I never understood it, but I never really paid attention. And then I just paid attention that the Salvi girl, Eva Mendez, lives in the jungles.
Yeah, in the jungles.
But then I was tripping out, like, the fuck are you doing there?
He was like a crooked cop. He was he was a piece of shit. He was like a crooked cop essentially.
Yeah, but like I'm tripping on like the Salvis being in the Black Hood like that.
I mean,
she's Salvi.
I mean,
and she was in the jungle like straight in the on base.
That's because what people don't understand, that one, we're the most populated and like Latinos. Latinos in general. Oh, okay. But you gotta understand that, like, just because it's in the jungle doesn't mean only black people, and because based off the gang,
you
live there. Nah, it's a gang. I know a gang of Latinos that grew up, like, everybody. I know a lot of people that grew up in the J's.
Mm-hmm. I just felt like, I wonder if, like,
I think,
because you know how there's, like, sometimes if their black homie grows up in a Spanish hood, he becomes one part of that gang, and same other way around.
So I just think it depends. But I know fools that grew up in the, what's it called, from the Nickerson Gardens, and they don't gangbang.
Okay.
And then I know fools that grew up, in Latino hoods that don't gangbang. But I know black fools that grew up in East LA, and it blows my mind. I'll be like,
yeah,
really?
Well, I am.
But they're like,
no, he swears he's from the hood. He's from the Mexican hood. Are you sure he's Ramona? No, I think he's Garfield. I don't know which one. I don't know.
Yeah. He grew up in the projects, all right, by fucking Cuatro Vientos.
Yeah, what's the hood that has a V in it?
V and E.
That's it.
So he probably went to Roosevelt.
Yeah, I think so. That's more of a Mexican hood, right?
Well, East LA. East LA.
That's what I'm saying, jungle.
Anything east of the east of the river.
East of the river.
That's Mexico. Heights. Yeah.
Well, that's where
that movie was so tight though, Training Day, like really it's rewatching good, right? It. And then I didn't notice how big of a part Dre has, Dr. Dre. Like, I knew Snoop was in it, and then I was like, oh, Dr. Dre's one of the SWAT fools, or one of the people in the unit of Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
He talks a lot. He has hella lines. Yeah, he has cornrows
Dr.
in the.
Dre?
Yes, yeah, Dr. Dre.
Oh, he does have cornrows. When they plan on shooting.
Yes,
they
and he's like, shoot him, bro, shoot him. Like, he really don't like the white boy.
Snoop was in a wheelchair.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good movie. You can rewatch it. I guess rewatching it.
On there, huh,
yeah.
Snoop?
Yeah.
It's the Sandman.
Yeah.
But see, Snoop right there, he's like in MacArthur Park, I think.
Yeah. No, he's on Crenshaw. Because I was talking to Wavy, and he said he knows that wig spot too. He knows, like, it's still the Korean wig spot that they go into.
Yeah.
When he runs away from him.
Ah, okay. Uh-huh. No, yeah, I think, because I'm trying to think.
He says it's a certain street. Me dijo donde.
So where I grew up, they filmed it there.
That's tight.
When they chase, when they catch little white boys in the dune buggy.
Oh, okay.
I grew up on
they pass by Echo Park.
Next to that bridge. Well, when he pulls over in the middle of the street and he pulls a gun to him, that's right there on 10 Point Glendo. And then
the punch buggy?
And then when he's watching, he's like, oh, it's my boy Hector.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he gives me intel on the fools. That's where I grew up. I grew up on the little street right there.
I want to watch that shit again.
Watch it. And I just paid attention the whole time. And I was like, this is an incredible movie. I hope it won awards. This shit is amazing. Okay. I don't know if it did.
Okay, Denzel, I think he got an Oscar.
Okay, you know when that fool goes eat steak with all like the white people?
Pacific Dining Car.
Okay, that steakhouse is right in front of Rampart.
Yeah, they closed it.
Okay, so growing up, I was like, what the fuck is this, like, big-ass horn? Because we used to live on Maryland, and we would catch the 720 there to go to Santa Monica. Because it goes from 6 to Wilshire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is this big-ass horn here? Like, like this, like, big-ass bull. Never in my life did I know that it was a well-known steakhouse back in the day. But we're just too poor to go. But I was like, this shit's been here, like,
forever. But,
And if it's in an ugly area, it's next to the Good Samaritan, which is a private hospital, and then I never knew that until I watched when I got older. They were like, that was a famous steakhouse back in the day. No, we're poor.
No, you should just. Well, they closed it because of COVID. But in one of my and Jorge's first dates,
you guys
took me. Yes,
ugliest. The city.
No, but the inside looks straight mafia. Like I get why they filmed in there.
Yeah. Okay, right up the street is like one of the most like dangerous street hoods ever. But that's what I was so confused. Like, who the fuck said
there's like a pig or like a big, like you said, like it's a big cow or like a
on top.
Outside, yeah.
Well, now they kind of like cleaned it up because they made Rampart Division like. Because have you noticed? Safe. I don't know if it's like, I don't know if you guys gone, but like a lot of older cities, like in the Valley, you know how they have like, oh, welcome to San Fernando?
Yeah.
They just started adding that in downtown LA where I grew LA? Up. So oh. if you're going up Beverly, uh-huh. it says welcome to historic Filipino
yeah,
town.
Yeah, I seen that. Oh, yeah.
And then if you're going down 6 right there where that steakhouse was, mm-hmm. it says welcome to the Maya Courtier? Like
Mayan Corridor?
Yeah, and it's for like all the Salvadorians, Guatemalans, Honduras, and it's like if you're going to MacArthur.
Yeah.
But I've just realized they just started adding them where I grew up.
Yeah.
Maybe we're like, I was like, are we behind, motherfucker? Like,
the titles?
No, it's just, I think because people, like, if you looked on the map, that's what it was called, but the I don't Olympics. Think there was any signage.
The Olympics.
I was like, welcome to historic Philly. And it's nice, like, right next to Belmont High School, which is
the oldest high school nice. In the area.
Yeah.
And it makes your city, like, oh, welcoming.
They're cleaning up the house because there's visita coming. And that's I'm like, what sure. they're doing
and
to
I'm
LA.
Like, motherfuckers yeah. still dying down here.
I think we're still not going to clean it up enough. No. Like, I'm thinking about, because when is it? 26? It's next year?
I don't know. Or
is
it there's 28? One in 28.
No, LA 28. Okay.
26 so that, is World Cup.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Which is still happening a lot here, yeah. which is a lot bigger than the Olympics.
Yeah. Well, to some people.
Yeah.
To us, for sure.
Well, yeah. Well, soccer, yeah.
Olympics so, is huge,
they're
bro.
Pretty.
Yeah. They're not, like, yeah,
which
yeah.
is crazy. But, yeah. But yeah, but I think there's going to be a fire in Skid Row.
Jesus.
100%. And they're going to, I from what I heard, somebody knows somebody, they were like, you fools, are you a little tagger fucking up the city? Make it there like, you fools, we clean the house, boy.
Yeah.
Better get your shit out the way now, brother, because... We are. You fools are out
told
of here.
You your cousin works at the penthouse?
Yeah, they I were mean, like,
no, the, what is that? The Pentagon?
The Pentagon.
I was like, hold on, what penthouse?
They were like, oh yeah, we're cleaning the house. Fuck you, fools. You will make sure our city looks nice.
Damn.
Do you know, are those signs stealable?
Fuck no. No, those are okay. huge.
Because I was going to say, like, they've probably gotten stolen before and they were there and they're just replacing them.
No, it's because.
Because people steal low key, they yeah. steal street signs. Yeah. Somebody that yeah. I don't know.
No, it's because, yeah. yeah. no, I think you're thinking like. A little like the ones
yeah,
that
are
on the
like,
pole.
Yeah, some
no, these are the ones that go from one side of the block to
oh,
the other.
It's, oh, okay. It's low key in activation. Like,
it's big. Yeah. No, yeah, it's like, really okay, nice.
If you know when you go to San Fernando and it says, welcome to San
yeah.
Fernando.
Oh,
you know,
like that big that, brick thing?
Like it goes from one side yeah. of the street to the other mm-hmm. and it goes all the way on top. It's yeah. like that. Like,
oh, okay,
it's,
okay, okay, okay.
It's like, you. What? And I think, but what I'm saying is, I've always told people, like, oh, I grew up by historic Filipinos and they're like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, fuck. My city's whack.
No.
No, nobody, just a lot of people didn't know because unless you live there, you wouldn't know.
You don't know.
Know
that that's what that area is. Yeah. Question, do you know, is that by Echo Park? Is that Echo Park? Because yeah. I thought you were from Echo Park.
Well, yeah, it's like, so Echo Park's like the main city and then there's like little, so like.
Areas of
so
Echo
like
Park.
So like Angelino Heights is like, it's like a well-known. What do,
it's
what
a
do
neighborhood.
They, what do they have? They have like the historian houses.
And Victorian.
The Victorian houses.
That's by Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, and it's like
Fast
beautiful,
and Furious.
But it's so nice there. It's like it's like a smaller little section within mm-hmm. within the city. So it's crazy. I didn't like I didn't know like when you go to it's kind of like when you're in Koreatown and it says and if you go between like 3rd and Normandy to like Beverly and Normandy it's like mm-hmm. it's like little Bangladesh.
Yeah, I heard that that's an area.
It smells there.
So stupid. We went to the TD Christmas.
Yes.
And all
in the
ghetto. And all the security looked the same. So yeah, I Samoan asked one. I was like, Islanders. Hey, respectfully, are you Samoan? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, are all of you Samoan? He's like, most of us are Samoan. And I was like, again, respectfully, why are y'all security? Like, why are Samoan security? He's like, because there's no better protector than a Samoan. And I was like, okay.
That's facts, yeah.
That's facts.
Bloodline. Yeah.
Yeah, that's no.
The, those are because you cousins. Know how, like, different ethnicities kind of, like, take on different, like, I don't know, like, occupations?
Yeah.
Like, it's they're always security guards, well, which is great.
Security or wrestlers.
That's because they're big ass. Mm-hmm. They're naturally bred like The Rock.
Yeah.
And they all kind of have similar features.
And it,
like,
yes.
the facial features, like, and The Rock looking.
Exactly.
Or,
and if you grow up in L.A., like, my dad told me from a super young age, like, there's, in Lenox, there's, like, a little subset of, like, Tongans. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. Which is
Tongan Crips, yeah.
Kind of a Samoan?
They're like...
Another island.
Like, okay.
Yeah, another island, yeah.
And he's like, don't fuck with the Tongans, because I can't help you out of that one. You know what I'm saying? And, like, so it was just, like, installed into my brain, like, those dudes are big, and we would see them at school. There was just a little bit of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were way bigger than us. We're little kids.
Yeah.
They're already huge. You know, and by 10, 12, they're fucking massive. And... You know, I think it's just, if you grew up in LA, you know, like, that's why it was so important for them to be the security, because you're like, I'm not even gonna try it.
Yeah, like, I'm not even gonna try to get back. Or
because
try,
also they all have each other's back.
Like they're all related.
I feel like they're all related. That's why I'm like, are you all cousins? Because you have such a similar look.
Even if they're not, they are. They act like it. You know what I'm saying?
Islander
like,
fools.
Like, yeah. If you ever, like, they're, yes, fools. If they're security, like, some securities will get down and other people mind their business. Like, I don't fucking know that fool.
Yeah.
That's not the case with the Pacific Islanders. Yeah. Oh, you got a problem with everybody.
Well,
now.
Have you, like, a lot of them fools are like in the NFL. And they're usually either linemen. Mm-hmm. And then if they're not linemen, they're Pukanukas. They're just
Pukanuka.
That guy?
Yeah, from the Rams. He's Pukanukua.
From the Rams.
Yeah. Hey, but he's strong as fuck. But
so is his brother.
But he's a different version.
Strong arm.
Yeah, he's a different version of
they're Pacific Islander.
They're different, and if not the wrestlers, like half the WWE is a bunch of like Umaga. I don't know. You might
Umaga.
Umaga used to put his ass on his face.
Remember Rikishi? Okay, no, that was Rikishi. Umaga's his cousin that would just fucking beef with John Cena all day.
Hilarious.
Yeah, and then but they're huge.
I didn't know you liked that too.
What?
WWE. I know.
I know a little bit of
it. He knows from back in the day, probably.
But like, see, like I didn't grow up with them. Mm-hmm. I didn't grow up with Samoan. That's like
you did
more where Vic grew up, like not Carson so much. Mm-hmm. And all that area.
The South Bay, there's a lot.
Like Hawthorne and all that, Gardena and all that. I didn't grow up with them fools, but in juvenile hall, you would meet up, be like, how old are you, fool? And we were the same age, but they were like 6'4", 300 pounds, solid. Like,
I wonder what they're, because low-key, like, we look at our story, like Mexican-American story or Latino-American story, and it's like, you can kind of, trail it, like, okay, our parents came. I'm wondering their story of how clearly I'm dumb, but is Samoa in Hawaii or around there?
It's around there.
I'm wondering if they immigrate here too, or like what their story is. I think
also a lot of Samoans that immigrated or whatever the word is to Australia. There's a lot of Polynesians in Australia as well.
And Australia and New Zealand, that's where a lot of them play rugby.
Yeah.
No way.
So when you go, I'd be like getting all the sports shit. If you see a rugby match, is a lot of Samoans and Polynesian, big ass
Polynesian, fools.
And a lot of them go from playing there and then get some, and then now that's why they have games in New Zealand and
all everywhere.
They could grow the influence of the NFL and then get recruited sometimes from New Zealand. Like one of the best linemen.
They should have been in training day somewhere.
They probably were. They're probably security at the club. I'm telling you, those are some big motherfuckers. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, I've seen a big ass black fool fight a big ass Samoan, and it was one of the best fights I've ever seen outside of a club. And I think the Samoan was kind of being a little rude, but you know, everybody's frustrated at the end of the night, and I was just seeing the fight, and I was like, this is a squabble. Because it's like two
heavyweight matchup.
Bro, there's like two just big ass fools locking, like.
Yeah.
Like fucking Rams going at each other.
Like,
or some
I met one Samoan in the juvenile hall, and he was actually from Tongan Crip, and that fool grew up in Lennox.
Yeah,
and he was bigger than, like, and we were all the same age, but he was just a lot bigger than the rest of us.
Yeah,
and then you meet him, you're like, fool, this is a big motherfucker, dog. Mm-hmm. Like,
they fight for fun.
Don't expect to all the Samoans.
It's all love. It's all love.
Size one.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they called you
honorary.
I'm
honorary ooze.
Right, honorary ooze. I'm down to be a ooze. Actually, I one time stood in a Samoan girl's DM.
Okay.
And then I was like, how tall are you? And she told me your height, and I was like, yeah, I'm all right. I should have done it though. Cause I probably
you could have made a fucking beast of a kid, bro.
I know, and then which would have been. I know, but then we would have had a daughter. Fuck. Just mad big, you know what I'm saying?
We had someone call in, and that they found out their dad, who they thought was their dad, wasn't their dad. They grew up with someone that they thought was their dad. Uh-huh. I'm not sure if they thought it was a white guy, a Mexican, or a black guy, but it was a dad that she thought that was her dad.
She was Latina.
She does her 23andMe, and she finds out that she has like what, 50-something Samoan blood.
Yeah, she's half Samoan.
And so her dad is actually Samoan. And then we're like, bro, you didn't know?
Yeah.
Was up?
There was no sign.
And she has a kid, and she's like, no, like, as soon as I found out, my kid starts like sprouting, and we have him in football now and all of that. It was crazy.
Did she go meet her dad?
I don't know if she really told us that, I remember the guys clowning like, bro.
No, it was like, how do you not know you're Samoan? I feel like you...
Like, that's not one you can get away with.
Yeah,
basically.
If I'm half white,
that's not one.
Was she like, oh, you guys didn't know how she
I think she's Hispanic. I don't know what her ethnicity really was, but the guys tripped out on that.
But they do have like similar traits. Mm-hmm. Like, as Latino, like, they're very family orientated. Yeah. You know, for sure. Like, just, I think they're tight knit. I know they're like a...
Super tight knit, yeah.
Like, well, the only reason I've really seen is the Buyaka tribe.
Oh, the Buyaka tribe.
I think they protected like Eminem when he would come to LA.
Really? I'm learning about this again. When I saw the TDE event, I was like, dang, I don't know if you all are cousins, but it can't be. And then that's why I asked them, no, we're all Samoan. Or most of us are Samoan.
And they're probably most like, it's like food. They run security companies. It's sick.
Yeah.
I think it's dope.
Like, that's how they found their lane in here, and they're killing it.
Oh, did he shake his hand?
No, I was too scared.
Fool. At the club, one time I pulled up to LA Function, I pulled up on AD and Pun.
Yeah.
And this Samoan dude shook my hand. And I never felt like such a bitch in my life. Like, his hand was just like this. And I was like, oh, what's up, bro? And he's like, you funny as fuck, Ooze. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah. And you got called the Ooze, so you're good.
Yeah. Your hand is so big.
I wish I was your height.
The gate to, like, get to, like, the VIP of the TDE area, they recognized me. Also, I was wearing this, but one of the guys was like, oh, Vic. And so after that, it was cool. But I was just like, oh, thank God. Like, we got some... Samoan fans.
On our side.
Like, yes, you know, brown bag, that includes y'all too, all right?
But they're brown as shit, like us. Yeah,
exactly.
they remind me, like, because there's, like, Pacific Islanders, because they're, like, the Usos, right? And then there's, like, my homie Jerome, the little Filipino karaoke dude.
They're honorary. I feel like they could be, like, they're Pacific Islanders, but I think it's, like, do they want to be, do they want to be kind of Samoan-y?
Yeah.
Like, do they want to kick with the Samoans? Or do they want to, like, kick it with, like, the Koreans and the Japanese? The Filipinos? Yeah, I feel like they could kind of choose.
I think they want to... They're Mexican. Their whole life is Mexican. Like, but it's funny because my homie Jerome, he's a Pacific guy. He's Filipino. And his name is Jerome. And...
Have you asked his mom? About his name?
No. And then his sister's name is Irisha. Philippines have a huge...
How?
Irisha.
Irisha.
And I just think it depends, but they're like...
Michi Chui's here, by the way, bro.
Yeah, Michi Chui.
And it's Feliz Navidad. Bring it in. What are these drinks called?
That one's guava margarita.
Okay. Bye. I'll take whatever. Yeah.
Okay, I'll take the tamarindo, actually.
I'll take the one.
Thank you. Guys,
Slurp challenge. You guys have to finish it fast.
Oh. No, you're good.
There was a bunch of Samoans at the TD Christmas thing.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, nicest people ever. Though. Yeah, they're so nice.
I'm telling you, they're like.
Me across the hall, but nicest people ever.
Though. Yeah,
they're like, yeah, they're dope. I fuck with them tough. But
speaking of big hands, bro. Shout out to Concrete. It was your birthday. Yeah. A couple days ago.
Shao Kahn.
I don't know if it's his brother or someone posted a picture of him as a teenager. Did you guys see that one where he's by a car?
Mm-mm.
Fuck, I wish I had my phone. Can someone go to Concrete's his stories? Bro, those are the biggest hands I've ever seen.
Concrete hands.
Have you, like, noticed how big his hands are?
Drunk and, he, like,
and I was like, who the fuck are you, the Hulk?
Like, I love you. And yeah. Just be like, have my face.
Go on his page, bro. You'll see it. I screenshot it, but Luis has my phone. All right, go scroll through it, bro. It's a photo of him next to a car or in front of a car. Do you see it? You got it?
No, I just saw his ass.
Oh.
Why did he post that?
Oh, Christian and then when they were in Miami?
Yeah, that was crazy. Okay, he's by a car, he said.
Yeah, it's him as a young kid in front of a car.
Wait, like a cholo-looking dude?
No, by himself. But, like, his hair is slicked back.
It might have been yesterday. It might have deleted from a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it deleted from a story. Yeah, for sure. But he has some big-ass hands.
You gotta see it, bro.
It's not there because I.
No, I don't see it.
Bro, look at these hands. A screenshot, bro.
Oh yeah,
he bro. Like he had to grow into yes.
Oh, you did screenshot it. Yeah,
he had to grow into those hands. And I told him, like, who are you, the Hulk?
That's for that Kawhi Leonard right here.
He does look like Kawhi Leonard. That is so funny.
Isn't that wild?
But I get what you mean. It kind of doesn't like go it
makes,
with his body.
Yeah, but it makes sense for him now.
Yeah.
He was telling me some funny ass stories of him as a kid.
Then imagine he had to slap the shit out of somebody.
Five
fingers to the face.
So I'm telling you, the Samoan be slapping the shit out of fools. I'm telling you, them fools are different.
Open hand.
Con.
Bro, that hand doesn't look real.
Yeah, it looks like the ludicrous arms. Looks like the ludicrous arms.
Yes, in that music
get
video.
Get back! Ludicrous, you don't know me like that.
Makes like big ass hat. Like it's just
like on purpose. Like
yeah.
Oh gosh, that's crazy! Shout out.
That's hilarious.
Damn, that fool did have some big ass hands. I just realized that right now.
I told him he has construction worker hands. Hilarious. And also, he has construction worker eating habits because at 7 a.m. he'll be like, una torta, una poquita, and I'm like, bro, it's 7 a.m.
He eats like that.
He eats like that.
I like. Is there something you enjoy watching other people do? I enjoy watching that fool order a michelada, a coke. Like, he ordered, like...
Three drinks.
Like a
three
michelada, drinks. Coke, a water, mm-hmm. a torta, and then he'll look at the round table and be like, oh, si un cono... Like, full of sharing. Like unos camaroncitos. Yes. Like...
like really giddy.
Really giddy. Like, and... Like, to me, I only started doing that when I got money because I was like, damn, I got to choose right.
Yeah.
That was you know what? And I realized that it's like a process. Like, when you don't really got it like that, you're going to go with... That's why people don't grow into new... they don't open their palate because they don't want to risk not having something good. You ever order something and then it's just fucking trash and you're like, fuck.
And then you're like, that was my meal.
I should have played for the day.
But now I gotta try again tomorrow to eat something.
But now I'll be like, okay, let me try the new experiment.
And if it's whack, then I'll just order something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Or you guys always preheat.
Preheat?
Pre-eat.
Pre-eat.
Pre-eat?
Eat at home so that you don't have to spend a lot.
No. Pre-eat like you know, like you like let's pregame, like so eat
first.
No, so eat, but eat like a cool meal that you're good at, and then if you guys go eat, order some cool that you're something new, but then you'll be a lot fuller.
And at least you had
fuller already.
Yeah, because it's kind of like the same thing as when you pregame, like oh yeah, let's save some money.
Yeah,
let's get fucked up and just go in there and buy one of those, and we'll be good for the night.
You ever gone to the restaurant super fucking hungry and you just want to order everything and then you do?
Yeah, I'm
and then you're fucked.
And then you look at the bill like fuck.
Yeah, if I'm really mad at my homie Andy and his girl and her best friend because I wanted to go to Korean barbecue the other day, and they convinced me to go to their whack ass spot.
Oh, a spot they like?
It's called Gangnam Style, Wilshire Western. I'm gonna call
that,
it out.
That name already, bro. Gangnam Style. You should have known.
No, but hold up, trip out. They were bragging about it like, oh, and
it's
then
it's named
and
after then, a fucking viral YouTube video, dog.
And I don't even think that fool was Korean. I think he was Japanese. That was even more fucked.
No, that fool's Korean.
K-pop.
Sai? Yeah.
I started this shit.
He's the godfather.
He is, okay.
When that fool would come up and he'd just jump in the air. Okay.
But you went.
No, okay. So I was like, hey, fool, let's go eat Korean barbecue. I haven't ate. I've been doing good on my diet. I'm down like 13 pounds. I'm like eating good. Rice and chicken and rice. So I didn't eat. Wait, I think we filmed.
After you filmed then?
No, we filmed and I only ate. No, I'm wrong. It was on a Wednesday. It was during FMW. We fucking filmed and I only ate like half a burrito, like a little ass burrito. I ate like half a little burrito. Mm-hmm. And then this fool texted, but I had to do a gang of shit. I want to go film this, that. And I was like, hey, fool. And then he texted me, oh, my bad. He texted me, a Korean barbecue. And I was like, for sure, though. And he was like, yes. And I'm like, what time? 7:30. All right, fool. I'm away to eat.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And then he was like, oh, wait, never mind. Hey, fool. And I was like, all right.
And then you got to wait when you get there.
And then he picked me up at 8:30.
And you haven't ate.
And I haven't ate when I get there, fool. And they're drinking. And I'm like, okay, this is all. And then we're eating. And then I'm like, dude, this shit's fucking trash.
You didn't like it.
And then they were like, and then they didn't really get drunk like that. So they were sober. They usually get drunk and eat. So the food tastes good.
Mm. Oh.
They were sober this time.
And they're like, ugh.
And I was like, you fucking idiots. I was so high, fool. Like,
what wasn't good? Like the brisket or
like
the...
Like the breakdown, like... I don't like Korean,
the sides.
I don't like Korean barbecue if it's like a buffet style.
Like you have to get up and
which is good because you're allowed to get more of something without ordering.
Yeah.
But full, like the little spot I go to, I took Vic.
Yeah. It was gas.
What's the spot that you like then?
I'm not gonna burn it out. I don't wanna burn it out.
He didn't even tell me the name.
I didn't tell him the name either.
I went, but I don't even
know.
Is
it in K-Town?
Yeah, it's in K-Town.
Yeah, it's not too far, yeah. But it's low key.
Oh no, I guess it's not K-Town.
Yeah, but it's low key as good as fuck. Full and I went to another service.
Yeah.
And gas, fool. We even ate ramen. They're like.
Jorge likes cream. Well, can you just say the name? Bleep it, please. What is it?
That shit is good. Is it all you can eat one? Or they give you sushi too? Trash. I know it's trash. I know it's ass. Hey,
yeah, they have to give you sushi.
Because I know it's ass because any buffet you go to, no matter what, like, you fuck with it because you get more. But it's quality over quantity.
It's not a buffet. You, like, order it and they bring it to you.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah, no, they bring you.
But you said, oh, no, well, they're no, all Korean barbecues. Eat, all Korean barbecues, all you can eat.
Like, all you can eat.
Oh, well, all Korean barbecues
are
that.
Some.
But that one's all you can eat sushi.
Oh.
I'm not eating sushi at Korean barbecue. I'm there for the Korean barbecue.
Korean barbecue. Rotisol? Rotisol, yes.
Yeah,
it's
mm-hmm. It's good. It's just
yeah.
Sides are not.
But rotisol is like a buffet style.
Ah, see, you don't like that. Like, yeah. Like, I feel like, you know which one is whack? Like Jen.
Oh, Jen
sushi? Or Jen?
It's, that's barbecue? A starter one.
That, yeah.
No, you know
that's
what it is?
Yeah, that's what you're like barely getting into.
It's
yeah.
Like, it's...
Exactly. Like, everybody
yeah.
Did. Yeah.
It's like the Denny's of American breakfast. Like, they have them everywhere, and so they're more common. They're the more popular name. They probably have commercials every once in a while.
Probably.
But when I went to Jen and Glendon, I was like, dog, what the fuck? I can't even like they don't have rice paper.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
You like rice paper.
Well, because you're supposed to scoop your meat with your
they
rice.
They also have like yeah. A limit, like a 90-minute limit.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because like the one so I've gone to in go. Orange County. I don't know if it's Fullerton or Anaheim.
Cerritos has a good spot.
And which one?
Cerritos.
Jen?
No, they have good Korean barbecue spots. And parking. That's great.
Mm. All Asian cities like Monterey, Alhambra, Koreatown.
Yeah.
They're going to be cracking.
Yeah, great. And then over where I'm at. Is cracking. Hell, yeah, super cracking.
See, you probably have you gotta find a spot there that's like your little like weekly or once every 2 weeks spot.
Jorge says he likes this one called 10 BBQ. I think that one is in Koreatown. He says Chosen Galbi.
Not yet.
Quarters and Parks BBQ, but Parks BBQ is expensive.
Quarters in Koreatown. Poet loves going there.
Yeah, that like,
that's
likes
like
it too.
Poet, that's like
I think I've been there before.
And it's like barber foods, like that's like their shit right there.
No way.
But I'm whatever's about it.
No, you aren't. I used to go to this Gangnam Style Korean bulgogi. Barbecue.
Gangnam Style had me hot.
How many stars?
Full. Two.
2 stars.
Oh, that's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I don't even know where. Ah, fuck, fool. And fool, I love like. Fool, I love hood spots. Fool, I love Tams. Fool, I love fucking Dino's. Fool, I eat like Tommy's, fool. But it's something I'm expecting. Like, you know, like, and fool, and they were rude.
Oh, that's even worse.
Which I think they were probably making the carne a la mala. Well, we were making the carne. So I think I was making la carne a la mala.
Were they about to close?
No, it was packed as fuck.
Oh, okay.
I don't know when those places ever closed, to be honest.
But have you gone to Korean barbecue with an Asian? You'll learn things. I promise
oh,
you.
Oh, like how... Wait, Loki, I look at the other tables to see how they're eating. Because this is their shit.
Okay. Yeah.
This is... All the little sides. It's like, how the fuck do you eat this? What the fuck is this shit?
Jakarta. Yeah. When we go, he ordered everything. Jakarta doesn't eat rice when he's there. Because Asians eat rice every day. So he's like... Jakarta's like...
Quiero.
I'm not... Like, I'm here for the meat, for the like the protein. He orders like a bunch of different sides. Mm-hmm. And he like... kimchi on the side and the little
I need
fish.
To learn how to eat kimchi.
No, like, oh, kimchi fried rice is one of the best
shit
ever. Vic,
kimchi fried rice.
Oh, yeah. You gotta try that before you order it right there where I go. They give it to you on the side instead of white rice, get kimchi fried rice, and you start cooking the carne, put it in there, and then get the ramen. Like, you learn when you eat with Asians, like they even eat the noodles, they put the oil,
they know how to do it. Yeah,
Asians. The only thing about eating with Jakarta is that he's Asian and Muslim. So the pork got to be cooked after that was done eating for a bit. And then we got to switch the grill, homie.
Damn.
But once there's a grill, why?
Did you guys ever fake, like, or, like, trick him into eating it?
I know
you have.
I haven't.
I know you have.
As fucked up of a friend that he can be, I don't think he would do that.
No, I've seen him eat pork before.
Oh.
My mom made costillas one time, and we were eating, and I was like, well, fool, she don't have nothing else.
And you're like.
And he was like, and I'm like, fool, it's really good. And we started adding.
Oh my God.
We got the costillas. Yeah. Fresco, avocado, fool.
I believe you that you're just like convincing him the whole time, but I don't think you would do it like behind his back.
I was mean to one Muslim before on accident, though. The homie Mo, man, he put up and we went to Rolling Loud and.
Mo?
Mohammed, the homie Mo?
For
the one that be with me in Jakarta?
Yeah, he had diabetes?
Yeah, fool. My mom, I landed, and then we had to go to Rolling Loud. And I told my mom, hey, make me some sandwiches, you know, for the homies. My mom made 3-4 sandwiches, and we all have one. And I was like, and Mo was like, hey, Pops, is this turkey or is... And I was like, oh, fool. And I was like, I call my mom and she's like, no, it's the
it's ham.
It's yeah, it's the puerco.
Oh.
And I was like, hey dog, let's talk about McDonald's, but then we were in the Sprinter, so the Sprinter ran there. Oh, I feel bad when we were late. So when we got there, I just gave that for some money. I was like, go buy yourself, you know, one of the. But I felt bad because we're eating fucking un sandwich de jamón.
Yeah, it's bomb.
Oh, full, like next level. Right now. But I felt like shit. I felt really bad. Like, I felt really bad. And shout out to Muslims. They don't celebrate Christmas.
But and Mo's, like, very positive.
Mo's so nice. Yeah. Mo's, like, the nicest person ever.
Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you get diabetes. Maybe I need to get that. Just become
nice. No.
Oh, gosh.
People with diabetes are nice, huh?
Nice diabetes.
Did you guys hear about the tortilla law that's happening starting January?
No.
They're going to require tortillas to taste different. They have to add folic acid in most corn tortillas starting 2026.
Folic acid?
I'm on a diet and I won't be eating no more tortillas.
You're not going to have tortillas?
I haven't lately. I've been eating así con sin.
Without carbs, you've been cutting down on carbs.
Like I'm like rice or tortillas. I think I can live without a little bit. But spinach tortillas are good. I tried them the other day.
Oh, those are fire.
Those are good. I mean, they were green and it threw me off a little bit, but they're all right.
So it says that corn tortillas and other foods, they have to be fortified with folic acid, requires corn masa products that are manufactured, sold all the out here to have folic acid. What the heck does folic? The goal is to help prevent neural tube defects. Jesus Christ.
Which research shows
can be reduced by regular. Also, it's like in order to prevent certain defects, they're like, hey, if we just add this to products that people eat, then it'll be less likely that this happens. Like spina bifida. I don't know what that is, but that's something that they're trying to get rid of.
I'm always skeptical about this stuff because I feel like if you want to start inserting random shit into tortillas, I feel like you're targeting a certain community, which is us. And it's like, we want you guys to now consume folic acid.
Because we know that you're going to eat it anyway.
Exactly. And that makes me feel weird because it's like, did we vote on that?
Yeah.
Like, did we? Like, because it's having to do with us.
We probably did, to be honest. Or we didn't vote. That's what happens when you don't do or don't go.
What the fuck was the tortilla folic acid law? You know what I'm saying? When did that happen? Because I'm pretty sure if there was an election and it had to do with tortillas, I would be there bright and early. Honestly, I might take the day off for that shit.
Probably like the FDA and shit, huh?
Yeah, it says that it was signed in September 28, 2024.
The fuck so was I doing? See, like I was busy. I'm sure, like September.
Being busy now, we have fucking folic acid. Folic acid.
Fuck with my tortillas.
We could have pulled up to City Hall.
I could have saved them.
Yeah, you could have saved the tortillas. Tortilla saver.
That is comedy as fuck. Folic acid.
We need a fucking tortilla protest. Dog.
Yeah, the tortilla. I like. Ah, fuck. That's sad.
You have an EV too, no? We all have EVs.
Yeah, electric vehicles.
Oh, yes.
What did you think EV was?
I don't know why I went straight to like IUD and shit.
Do I got an IUD?
I was like, I did go to the doctor. They said you could give me a shot. I took that motherfucker.
Because there's like new laws now because it started the year and then there was new laws in October. So like a bunch of new stuff.
Yeah.
We can't be in the carpool lane anymore.
The EVs?
The EVs,
By yourself.
Before we could have, by ourselves.
Oh.
Did you know that?
I've been carpooling since I got a car. For myself or not, homie.
Law or not law, I'm here.
I was like, I'm running late, buddy. That was the most tickets I ever paid. What's the most you ever...
Being in the carpool lane where you're not supposed to?
What?
490.
The fast track to go hang out by where you guys live at? Uh-huh. Like, or go that way? I'm so embarrassed, bro. I paid $2,000 in tickets about like 7 months ago. And my mom would tell me, mijo, te llegaron los tickets, ven a pagar. Yeah. Pay them. They were $50, $40.
No.
And I'd be like, I'm going to do it. And I added up to $2,000. That hurt, fool.
They were for carpool?
I'm like, fool, that could be my rent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus a nice little meal at Tams.
Yeah. It's just money you know you didn't have to spend.
Yeah.
That's what.
And my mom was like, oh, well, this is what makes you stupid. Just because you couldn't. But if you guys don't know, I'm going to give you guys a little hack. If you are in a rush and you do take the fast pull lane or whatever the fuck.
Fast track.
The minute you get off, go on the website, put your thing, and you could pay it off right there. It'll be like $3.
For being on it.
It'll be like,
so your tickets are all fast track tickets?
Like a gang of fast track.
Shut the fuck up, Duno, to 2,000?
And there was like maybe a couple parking ones.
Okay. Chill out. Because you could even.
Fire hydrant joints. You know, there's
You could even call them and like and sign up. And if you no, but if you buy it, they clear delete it. Like at least for 6 months. No, they're like, if you've used it in 6 months, we'll clear that.
Okay, but you know why I didn't think about it that deep is because I'm when I do go over there, it's like rare because nothing that we do, I feel like nothing in our industry is
over there
on the 10.
But that's like your homies. Going this way. But that's all your homies.
And then going there. This way is all like big ass freeways, the 101. Yeah. There's no fast track. Mm-hmm. But if you have to go to like the South Bay, you have to get on the fast track. That 110 is terrible.
That 110 is terrible.
And then if you're going on the 10, the 10 always has a fucking accident. I don't know why the fuck when it's one of the biggest freeways in LA, fools don't know how to drive and like know why. But fool, the 10 is like, so I'll be like, fool, I'm trying to make it to the homies kickback. And I'm like, fuck, the fast track it is, homie. And then I got on the fast track, and then the ticket added up. But $2, I was so embarrassed, fool.
Yeah.
And I was putting my card in all slow, fool.
Like, yeah.
I know, right?
Like, it hurts to do that.
And, then you look at it later, like, I hope it went through on their side, but not my side. You're like, I hope I don't see the minus.
In my bank account.
And then I was like, and then it had payment plans option.
You should have hit that.
And no, I did. And then they wanted me to add like my social and see my income.
No.
Take that out. I just pressed it and closed my laptop. And I'm watching my favorite show.
Yeah, you got to just forget about it.
Oh, fool. That shit hurt me so bad, dog. Fuck.
That's what I'm about to do.
We talked about Puka. Well, he mentioned Puka.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you call him?
Pukanuka.
Pukanuka.
That's not his name.
Pukanakua.
Pukanakua.
Did you see the case with his brother?
That his brother's in jail?
That his brother stole the car of a Lakers rookie?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that? There was a Lakers rookie. What's the Lakers rookie's name?
Adu Thiro.
And he's a new guy.
Yeah.
But he had a truck that got stolen.
Two-way? He's a two-way player? Or yeah. He's like on the roster.
Yeah. He got drafted last year, barely.
What does two-way mean?
He could play on the South Bay Lakers, too.
Oh, like okay. And so they, like, tracked his car, and then they found out that one of the people that robbed his car is the brother of Puka, who is also, like,
college football.
Yeah.
He was probably going to get drafted.
Yeah.
But not anymore, I don't think.
And then Puka made a statement, no? Let me see Puka's statement. But imagine you find out you're doing all the right things and your brother's fucking maniac.
Hey, you know what? Homie dropped the charges, dog. This is my dog right here.
And Puka's like the star. It's not like random player on the round.
Puka's probably the best wide receiver in the NFL right now.
Yeah, for sure.
And is he from LA?
No, I don't think so.
He's not from LA?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Sure.
Yeah.
I think he might be from LA, dog.
Mm-mm.
Utah.
Oh. And then his brother's out here living with him while stealing cars.
Yeah.
Fucking.
That's the problem.
A younger brother?
Yeah.
Younger.
Oh, so he's in college right now.
Yeah. You know what he did is he went to the hotel. In West Hollywood, and he valeted the car.
Oh, Puka's
and that's how he got caught. Because they went on the cameras, and they were like, wait, this is a stolen car. Who brought it in? And it was him and his homie.
And ever made a statement, Puka?
No, he made a statement over some shit he did.
Over the Aiden Ross shit.
Oh, the Aiden Ross shit.
What he says...
A Jewish... like
apologize for anti-Semitic gesture made during...
Yeah.
Okay, they're both on some shit right now.
He had a bad week, but he balled out that week. They lost, but he balled out.
He did great.
Yeah.
And you know why? Because the girl broke his heart.
Puka?
Oh, that happened.
The girl cheated on him.
How do you guys know all the cheese?
It's just out there. I don't know.
Because she... They're saying that the reason he's having a fucking fantastic year, but he's also being like a menace. So the NFL's like, okay, make a lot of money off Puka.
Yeah.
Or sit him down on the bench because he's acting like a fucking... I mean, but he's a kid. If he's 24, he's going to do...
Puka's 24?
He's younger than me by a year. He's 2001.
Mm-hmm.
And he's acting like
he's lived a lot of life this year, like literally year.
Like, he's they told him
he's an NFL star. That alone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like his baby mama cheated on him.
Oh no!
And that was like I think he's heartbroken. And that was like, man, I'm kind of forgetting who I am, and he's thugging right now.
Guess his sign. What do you guys think his sign is? Let's find out.
I'm gonna say Pisces, like me. Some shit I would do.
Say Cancer.
The best time.
You guys are saying your own signs because you guys would crash out like that.
I just want to claim that fool.
Nakua birthday. Okay, let's see. May
29. Oh, it's a Gemini.
He's a Gemini.
Oh, he's like a Kanye.
He's like a Kendrick. I hate the way that you walk.
He's
mad at. Just mad at the world.
She broke my heart.
I feel like that's what Tyrell would do if Heather were to leave him.
Oh, he will.
He'll just start acting like a YN.
Like, so stupid. So dumb. It's funny because when we were at TDE and we interviewed Smack. And then all the comments are like, if you close your eyes, it sounds like Duno. And I never noticed it.
You didn't notice that?
No.
Yeah, but his voice isn't like that naturally. That's the drugs.
So his voice and was different.
Of Newports. No, he sounds like that, but I think his is Newports.
But his whole thing, too, like, we're taking pictures, and he's like, ah, fuck, Duno. Like, clowning, right?
Yeah.
Because you were not there. And so you guys say, yeah, van a see, ¿verdad?
Yeah, he's black.
That does, I don't know how that answers the question. Like kind of brotherly, like bullying.
My black brother.
Yeah.
That, like, unnecessarily touches people.
No.
I'm saying, he's, like, handsy with the homies.
Wait, that's still the same thing.
So I could be like, I love you. But did you see how he was not giving Kendrick space? We're on his head.
Oh.
I'm like, damn, back up from Kendrick. But that is, like Kendrick really loves Smack.
Yeah.
Like, Kendrick is like, yeah, Smack, but I think it's because, you know, he definitely knows the homie's a little slow, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, that's Scuba Q's little slow brother, you know what I'm saying?
No, it's not.
Like, Smack was in Australia, and he FaceTimed me while he's in Australia.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Smack understands time zone.
What time was it?
They're like a whole day ahead, I think, or like behind, and I'm like trying to sleep, and Smack like, ah, look, Sizzle's on stage. And I'm like, SZA, you dumb bitch. and then Smack will be like, Pyru. And they just click. And then call me when they're like.
Chilling.
Yeah, but I'm like, Kendrick likes you, fool. As reserve.
Kendrick loves him.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, that's all it takes.
I feel like with Kendrick.
It's like a make a wish for Kendrick.
No, it's not.
Have you seen the video of when Smack made a rap song and Kendrick's.
I've never seen Smack make a
rap song. Smack made a rap song. And Kendrick's reacting to it. And Kendrick actually liked it. Bro, it's like, the funny, but it's like, okay, Scuba Q and Kendrick are like brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Scuba Q's like, hey, these are my brothers. And it's like the Smags, the T-Rails, and I'm like, you motherfuckers, it must be a headache for this fool. Like, cause you think
I feel like he likes it, bro.
That's his shit.
Who else invites Lefty Gunplay to be on the album and like.
He wouldn't want squares around him.
No, it's not about squares.
He wants fucking.
It's not about squares.
Triangles. Wants fucking.
No, but then.
Obtuse shit.
Smack's relationship with Kendrick has to be one of like. Has to be something that has to be studied. Like somebody's so fucking like.
Mm-hmm.
Smack is just out of control, right? If you tell him he's gonna give his girl money, he's like, that bitch ain't getting the buffalo nickel out of me.
Oh,
like, who the fuck says
what's
that?
What's a buffalo nickel?
That's what I'm saying. I think he's from Canada.
Oh, wow.
And then Smack will tell you, he's been around the world. He'll tell you, like, I swear to God, my brother Q. And it's like, but yeah, he's slow, fool.
But do you hear your resemblance of his voice?
Fuck
like, do
no.
you see the Duno see it?
Yeah,
hear
you
it.
Sound like.
But he sounds like a smoker last sound. This is natural. All natural, baby.
Yeah.
Never smoked.
All Teresa Castañeda and all Ricardo Lopez.
Aww.
Smack, I don't think he knows his dad. But all Cassandra with her thick ass. You know, Smack mom. She good.
Oh, gosh.
She look good. I met her before. She danced on AD. You guys, have you seen that video?
No. You haven't seen
it. My other world is crazy.
It is.
Shout out to Black with my brother right there. We be out there thugging. It's a whole different world. We be talking about fucking each other's mamas over there. It's crazy.
Yeah, you guys do a.
Yeah, we be like, or they be like, what's up with your sister? And I be like, what's up with your bitch?
No.
Shout out to Amy's wife.
Oh, I asked you earlier, are you guys going to do this good Christmas question since it's Christmas?
Feliz Navidad, everybody.
Feliz Navidad. Are you guys doing Secret Santa, White Elephant, or how are you guys doing that for right now for the holidays in your family?
I'm all Secret Santa out.
Secret Santa.
Yeah?
I'm all Secret Santa.
You know who you have? You got what you...
Yeah, this will come out when. I don't think my cousin watches me, so I was like, I got that for a whack gift, but...
So stupid.
I got my cousin Adrian.
What's your, like, budgets and stuff? Like, what was the rules for your Secret Santa?
They made
Santa?
The budget, the family. I think it was, like, $40 to $50.
Okay.
And then... But it's dope. This is why we should have been doing it, because back then my family would put in a little sandwich bag. The one tia that made all the papers would have to go to everybody's house and make sure the family
pass it. Chose.
That was her, like...
That's a mission. Yeah.
So, exactly. So now, shout out the internet and the...
Oh, yeah, they have, like, Secret Santa. Yeah.
So they have an app called Draw Names.
Yeah.
It sounds like a fucking promo, but it's not. Like,
no.
And my cousin put everybody in a link, and shout out my uncles and aunts. They're growing up, and they're getting iPhones.
They can...
No more Androids.
Nice.
And then, we had to help all of them. Like, Cookie had to help my mom, my cousin had to help their parents. And you press a thing, you put your email, you put your shit, and you spin the shit.
And that gives you your person.
And then it gives you your person, and then it comes with a link of their wish list things from they Amazon. Like.
You, but like, if they filled it out, if they filled it out, because you could too.
I lagged it. Yeah. I didn't know what my sister kept telling me. Fill out your fucking link.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? They just usually, I would get like sweaters or socks or what's this?
Yeah.
And then I didn't know that it's because now we're able to choose three teams.
We're in the future.
Mm-hmm. And then I think I chose like.
You got your cousin.
And then by the way, that fool creeped me out because he ordered like this like duck plushie. And I was like, hey, homie, you're a grown ass man, fool. Like,
how old is he?
But and then I'm talking shit. I just bought a wand from like TikTok. Like,
you bought a Harry Potter wand?
Yeah.
Everybody has their own things. Yeah. Everybody has their own things.
But a plushie, fool, like, what are you going to do? Hug it? Walk around with it?
What are you going to do with that wand? Where are you going to put it?
Shoot the homies with it. But like, about a cadaver. But it's the same
open
shit.
Open the door.
But. And I was like, what the fuck was up with this fool? But then he also asked for like a little JBL speaker.
Nice.
Okay.
That was like, I think like $50. And I bought him that.
Okay, yeah. Good.
And then I think for mine, I put whoever got me. Hopefully they got me. I think I put like the shit that put like stars in my ceiling.
Okay.
No, what?
Like a projector?
Like a projector.
Oh, okay.
Like, maybe I can show you actually.
Yeah, like your wish list.
It's on TikTok?
It's on, I don't know what it's on actually.
Yeah, they probably just did it. Oh, no, probably Amazon.
And then I don't know if it was like, I was like, dude, this is all like throwing me off. Like this many apps and I was
a lot to do. And I can only imagine your tios and tias figuring, trying to do that same thing.
But I'm telling you, it was like a big ass like group chat with like just all the family.
That's good.
And, but it went good. It went good. It was cool. It worked out. Usually where everybody's just guessing what to get, but this time everybody gets to choose. And it's only a little $40 budget, which is a good budget. And everybody goes home with a gift.
Wow.
Yeah.
Victor, what about you?
Sorry. We do Secret Santa. So we do like usually at Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. we'll draw the names
smart.
And choose them for smart. Christmas.
My family don't even see that.
Yeah,
that's fucking even
get out of here. It's a good idea.
Yeah, we're all there and we're just, but we've done the draw name stuff before if we haven't all gathered.
It takes too long though, right?
Like, yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of signups. Like, you have to put your email, all that shit. Yeah.
But my tia's really on top of those apps. Like she also always invites me on Punch Bowl. To the like,
I don't know what that is.
It's like Partyful.
Oh, okay, but, like, invitations, for, like, event invitations.
So she'll always like I'll always randomly get a Punch Bowl invitation for you know my cousins or my nieces like birthdays or whatever. But anyway, so we do that, and then we do intercambio. So like all the adults will just in the family will do Secret Santa and stuff like that.
Who'd you
and
get?
I got my tia Claudia, my uncle's wife. So it was pretty easy. Like I've got her like some pajamas from Nordstrom. Like, you know.
Did you get her Tiffany's glasses?
No, I didn't want to regift, but I wanted to, but I didn't.
Bruh.
I thought about it.
Okay, trip out on this, okay?
Your dick?
No.
I thought about it though.
So Angie's family, $500 budget.
$500.
$500 Secret Santa. That shit tripped us the fuck out.
Wait, what? That's their budget?
Yes. She's bro. Like...
What happens when they all live in one house?
But $500 is fucking insane. We're tripping out. We're like, what the fuck do you do? You save
a
lot of
money when you live in one house.
Oh, that's true.
I guess.
But Greg doesn't. Greg lives in one house too. His mom don't pay shit. Okay, but her budget's $500, right? And we were tripping the fuck out. Go ahead.
Greg's budget is $500 too?
No. Just Angie. We were doing our budget for whatever, and Angie's like, "Oh yeah, I feel like what the fuck, you guys are fucked up." Because Greg is like, "I'll buy my mom something for $100," and Angie's like, "Okay, at my house we do Secret Santa for $500," and that tripped me the fuck out.
How many people are 10?
Like
but doesn't she have nieces and nephews?
Yeah, but it's more like the adults, right? But then I'm like, what do you get? 500?
Yes.
I know.
Oh shit!
And then she's like, we just get a bunch of little shit, whatever. Anyway, we did a white elephant in the morning show, and we put the budget like what was it? $25?
Like
$25, $30.
$25
minimum.
Which is good.
Bro, she brings cups from Tiffany's, like it's a Tiffany's box.
It's I don't know, is Tiffany's expensive?
Yeah!
Bro, that's that blue box.
People get their, that turquoise box. No, it's expensive, bro.
I live on my own, I drink from Red Cup and throw them away and just buy rebounds.
But I was like, goddamn, like, what the fuck are you doing? Are you a polla or like a, what is it, coyote? Like a pollera? Bro. That shit was a trip, bro.
Wait, Tiffany's is I don't know what brand, like what are they
sell? The brand is Tiffany's, babe. They sell what is this shit called?
Yeah, turquoise.
Engagement rings.
I'm dead ass.
Rich engagement rings.
Tiffany & Co?
Yes.
Okay, okay. They're at the malls.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, not the malls. They're like at the Americana.
Whatever that.
Like, this shit is Tiffany high class.
That color. That box.
Yeah, that box. Yeah. So Vic gets those.
Imagine family got money.
No, Vic gets those.
So Vic
got it. And I was like, fuck, I hate that Vic got these fucking glasses.
Because I just got the most expensive thing. I'm like, can you steal
it from him? No. He stole it from someone. He stole it from Humberto. Look at Humberto. Oh,
yeah. Humberto didn't want that shit.
No, Humberto, what do you mean?
He wouldn't give it to his girl. He wouldn't give it to his girl, right?
Yeah. He got the speaker.
He was happy. That's not bad. Because I can run with it. He was so happy. Nah, I'm giving that because that's what I'm giving to.
Was it like a big speaker?
That's like illuminated.
No,
one.
It's a little speaker.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Okay, so.
Nah, but fucking, can you Google what those glasses cost? But that shit cost a lot. Girl, the fucking budget was minimum 25. We all spent, like, I put a fucking Bible in there. It's still in the back.
Who got the Bible?
Angie. And she's like, I don't want this fucking cheap shit. Oh, she didn't like it because it's in English.
That's so bad.
I swear to God.
Oh, she wanted the one that came in there.
In Spanish.
Wait, I didn't know.
Tiffany is expensive. But they do fine china. They do, like, glassware.
Bro, this shit is all expensive as fuck.
And you're not regifting it?
Oh, yeah, that's why he gave it to his tia.
I would have given it.
She's going to give it to his girl's family watch.
No, I just...
Wow. Yeah. See, Tia gets pajamas and
Granny Pat.
Tiffany glasses.
Tiffany glasses.
That shit's
a trip.
Bro,
this shit is expensive.
Wait, so... But did you guys see it with a Tiffany and Co? Like,
yes, it's real. It's legit, bro.
No.
What I'm saying is, if we not people put, like a fake box and then they put real box inside, so
the box was big blue.
I thought it was, like, a fake, like, thing. Yeah, something inside is fake, and she actually got Tiffany... glasses, bro.
Because one of my boys gifted his son like a little motorcycle, like a little toy one, and his son was like happy, like, oh, thanks. Bro, but he really got him like a big motorcycle. Mm. But that's what I'm thinking. Like Angie, probably
like a trick. Yeah,
it might have been this, bro. And that's $100.
Yeah,
mind you, we all spend like $30-$40.
Yeah,
but you got this version.
Yeah,
something.
Well,
they look
similar. Yeah,
it's but it's fine China, so if I throw it really hard, it won't break.
No, not just break. Kidding. It's just like elevated glassware. Yeah. Like,
get the fuck out of here. Yeah.
Bro, I'm telling you.
So, Humberto won it first.
Humberto won it. Look at his little face.
So, how do you choose?
I've never paid white elephant.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. So, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You don't want to be the first one. The first one picks it, and then everybody can take from you, right? And then you're kind of shit out of luck. What I learned is after everyone goes, the person that's first can steal from someone that hasn't already locked in their present. Because, like, let's say I have something, and then you steal it from me. It's locked. It's yours. Right, so then Vic can't steal it from you because you already stole it.
Oh, okay,
you know, so it's like locked in. Or some people do too. Like it can be stolen
first?
Twice.
Humberto went first.
Jose went first.
And what did he get?
A gift card for Starbucks.
Oh, I would have been so hot.
Yeah.
And then did nobody steal it from you? Like you can keep that book.
Yeah, you can have it. We'll pick other presents.
And then you went second.
Yeah.
Who? Somebody got.
Oh, I actually got the best. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I got first. No, I got concretes, right? And concrete just regifted something from his fucking trunk. It was like a loteria of Michael Jordan.
Oh, my God. I forgot about
it. It was so bad.
It was so bad. He literally just found it in his car.
Yeah. And so no one wanted to steal it. But then he's like, I'll sell you $200 for the thing. And I was
$200?
Like, $200? Yeah. I know. I should have stolen. Because he's like, whoever ends up with mine is going to get even more than this is just for
fucking
show.
Fucking money bags over there.
And then you got And then you stole it from him.
The Tiffany's.
No, before you pick,
you can pick to steal. You can't do it after.
I didn't even open anything.
Because you can pick a gift or you can steal from someone. And so he stole from Humberto. White elephant's the way to go, bro. Well, it's fun.
You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Why?
They guys fucking mean, fool. Yeah.
I know, stealing is mean. Maybe Aiden, does he play Steal a Brain Rot? You probably play Steal a Brain Rot, right?
I don't know that.
It's on Roblox.
He doesn't play Roblox anymore.
The name of the game is Steal a Brain Rot.
Okay.
If you've ever seen videos of kids crying recently because someone stole their shit, it's this game. And the boys cry all the time. And I'm like, why are you crying that someone stole your brain rot if the name of the fucking game is Steal a Brain Rot?
I think I know what it is.
Because they all kind of like have a hidden rule of like you're not really going to steal their shit. But it's like, it's the fucking name of the game. Yeah.
Is that where there's like a 6-7, for example, and it's like hidden behind something? Then
there's different ones. There's a 6-7.
Okay,
the Italian little names, they're in
there.
He
would tell me like, somebody stole my 6-7. I'm like, what the fuck are you even talking about?
Yeah, and they get pissed.
Yeah.
That's a new thing right now.
But that's like how us get mad when they stole your shit from GTA.
But that's the name of the game?
It's Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, like it's the name.
Grand Theft Auto, yeah.
Oh, no. So you stole Humberto's gift that he was going to give his girl that he loves dearly?
don't know if he has a girl.
He does have a girl. Oh, my he God. Posted her on his fucking carousel.
No, no, I didn't.
Yeah, he did. What He's are, not what, claiming hey. Her, Duno. Please tell him.
What are we in?
What's your sign?
Oh, October? Gemini.
You're Gemini. Oh, no, you have to tell him, Duno. So this girl is part of the run club, right? She already knows who she is. Yeah. What's up, girl?
Yeah.
Wait, you're in the run club?
Yeah.
Yeah. Which He's one? In marathon run club. Marathon.
Okay.
So
good.
They met there, right?
Yeah.
She's his friend. She was with him through his breakup of another girl. See, like, she's really...
Wait, the one I met at Marty's?
Oh, we broke up.
Oh, that's
the one. That's
one.
That's the one that she one. Was there for him for.
Oh, it's a new one. Oh, okay. Oh, fuck. Well, that was not long ago, fool.
At all.
Sleeps over her house, has stuff at her crib. True or not true?
This is within how many months? Brush.
She got him a boo basket, right? True or not true?
What's a boo basket?
Like, for Halloween, when you get someone, she like a little basket.
Oh, shit.
She bought him tickets, and she took him to an Eagles game.
How big is your dick?
She don't even, that's a weird question, bro. She don't even like the Eagles. She just likes him.
When did
Look
Eagles
at him.
When they played the Chargers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they lost, so he was sad, right? Okay. But we're like, dude, what do you guys, like, you guys are friendship, but, like, what's going on? And he's like, friends. I just, like, don't want to be distracted right now. Like, I want to focus on work, right? So stupid, but he's with her all the time.
They're best friends.
Are you, there you okay, go.
See, he gets it.
How about this? Are you getting her a Christmas gift?
I haven't, honestly.
But are you? That's not the question.
I probably will, because I know she's going to get me something.
Oh, it's like tomorrow.
Yeah. It's today.
He leaves. Oh, yeah, it's today. Well, literally.
No.
For the whites. Is she white?
We asked him. No.
She's Latina? Him, yeah. Okay, well, it's today, fool.
Vic, when we asked him what he's giving her, what did he say?
Give her like a sonogram of your broken like ribs and shit.
No, what did
you? It's, you remember it. It's right here.
Okay, just tell us.
His body.
Yeah, cuerpo.
Like that.
Su fierro. Su bionic fierro.
She got me.
She got me. Damn, that's fucked. Speaking of an Eagles game, did you pay? Okay, this is the better question. When you guys went to the, cause she made you a boo basket. You didn't make her one. I don't think that's the thing, guys.
Nah.
If you do your game.
He gave her his body.
She gave you a boo basket. You gave her a pregnancy scare. Wait, so damn, so she's like a nice girl.
She's a cool. Really nice girl.
Wait, so the one,
she deserves wait, to be the, his girl.
So like in March,
she was. Yeah, she.
Yeah, they broke up. They broke up.
I lost my barber October. And my girl. So that
oh
was,
yeah,
that was
she was a barber.
Oh, which one? The one I met.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was your barber and your girl. Well, that was the first problem.
Yeah.
Like I don't make out a poet, even if I want to.
But wouldn't that actually be the hack? Because y'all don't cheat on barbers.
No, y'all don't cheat on your
barber.
You lose,
so what if your girl is your barber?
But when you lose everything.
Because when you go to, because the sad part about your girl being your barber is that you don't go over there and get to tell the person who you like. Man, I just cheated on my bitch.
You know, you know what sucks is that now every time I get a haircut, you're just like,
just think about it, like
not, they're nothing like her.
My fade
used to She used to caress my hair.
Yeah, like it's.
Oh
hey, bro, you think you could like rub me right here, dog?
She used to give me a kiss on the cheek. Yeah.
wait. She worked at a barbershop? So you would pull up to her job and get a cut with this. Were you kind of like that? There's a bunch of fools working with my
and
girl,
she's
right?
Still paid. He's still paid.
Yeah.
And like, you paid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then she would buy you Eagles tickets?
No, that's another
That's
girl.
The other one. That's the new one. That's the friend.
Oh, shit. Okay.
He gave the barber the world. He's giving the friend nothing. And I'm like, just his body? But his barber, bionic body? Because okay, he's like half metal.
He is half metal. Was the barber as thoughtful as the new one?
I think just about the same.
Oh, don't do that.
Your dick,
you're,
bro.
Oh, God.
Just
tell me when to
stop.
Yeah, no, not you. It's him. Said, he just didn't know how to answer.
You should have just said, nah.
Nah. Because she's in the past. This one's still right here.
This pod?
Yeah, she watches everything. She
okay, would, Jesus fucking Christ. Yeah. Maybe let's...
You!
No, I was just asking the questions I didn't know.
He just were seeking answers.
Wait, and you met her at the run club?
Yeah.
Yeah, I met her at the run club.
Oh, okay.
And she has kids that are like the same age his kids are.
Actually, yeah.
Wait, okay, what the fuck up? You have kids. I know you have kids.
I have two, yeah.
You have two. They're
teens.
They're teens.
Teens, yeah.
Damn, you look young. No wonder. I can make sense.
17 and 14.
You have a 7. Wait, are me and your kid closer to age than me and you are closer to age?
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking Chris scary.
How old are you? 30?
34.
Oh, you're like a teen parent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we're 14?
I was like 17.
Yeah. Hey, oh. Bro, get hip. We're all fucking young parents. What the fuck? Yeah. You're outnumbered three to one.
Now you're living life, right? He's not
living life either. He's fucking a poet.
He's a cup of noodles for the rest of his life and be good. The kid. He's like 14. He wants hot Cheetos and a cup of noodles right now.
Yep.
And the 17 year old going to college. Oh, he's doing it.
He's
34.
Duno gets me. Duno gets me.
He's 34 with a 17 year old. You can't beat that.
Oh, gosh.
Like, that
no, but he's a lover, not a fighter. Like, he's not trying to.
Boy and girl.
The boy's older.
Yeah.
Oh, that fool's sick, fool. He's that fool's on the way to college. He's a senior right now?
Yeah.
Oh, winter break, graduate. Oh, he's Umberto's sick.
But Umberto's trying to be like.
And then was the other one a mom?
No.
The barber. Oh, no.
Yeah. They all have kids. Mm-hmm.
But she had like younger kids?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's different. But the new one.
That called older. Him dad.
They got him that all your day. Hey, fool, you're a sick ass. I'm like, this was just in March, by the way.
Yeah. Yes, like, I know. Just, like, I met her. Fast.
She was a nice girl. I was seeing them be all cute because they were like drawing people's faces.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And they were like this. Like.
Nah, but she ain't Run Club girl.
And then I was making Umberto show all my friends his arm.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, like because you know he's like bionic. Yeah. And like,
he has a good arm.
Look at his arm.
Yeah.
And then that was I thought it was cool. And then now he has a new one that he met at the marathon club.
He has a new girl.
She does so much. She deserves to be
Latina his too, girl. Right?
Latina yes. too, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't know what he's waiting for. Maybe he's going to ask her out during Christmas.
Don't ask her out during Christmas. Because then that's double the anniversary.
He's right.
Wait till Valentine's Day.
After Valentine's Day.
Wait till the live show. We're going to put you on stage at our live show with her. Oh my God. We got to. We're all talking about it.
I'm down. I'll invite her.
Look,
see? He's down. Of course he's down.
Maybe like a pose right there. No, but he's 34 with teens. And then, you know, and then.
Yeah.
And he's probably at the age where, like, I feel like all my homies that have kids that, like, are around your age. Mm-hmm. They're at the phase where, like, obviously it doesn't have to be your story. But, like, a lot of my homies that, like, were teen parents. And they beefed it with their baby mama for so many years. And now they're in their 30s. The baby mama's got her own world. And this fool got their own world. And they're good, fool. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody's like, I used to hate you, bitch. But I don't know more. Now let's be here for the kids. Now let me live my life. You live yours. This fool doesn't have to be tied down.
Oh gosh,
I'll take a Nico's game.
Yeah,
facts.
Like I feel it.
He's fronting for you right now.
And we're both.
He literally went on the radio and did a poem to his future wife.
The new one.
No, an imaginary woman.
Nah.
And it was in Spanish.
Te quiero, mi amor.
Te adoro, mi amor.
Te adoro, mi amor.
Te extraño, mi amor. Three things I want to say to my future wife. That's what he said.
And obviously, they know what you do for work.
Yeah.
So they
what do you do for work?
I help Letty with whatever she needs.
My little humby.
But by the way, I hate that nickname.
Humby.
These fools were like, he's like, Vic was like, I'm laughing with humby. I was like, who the fuck is that?
It's a cute nickname. Humby. Why are you mad? It's cute.
I'm not mad.
Other people call him Junior, and I'm like,
Junior's sick. I like Junior. But it's a lot more coming.
Humby's.
So this girl's a nice girl. And
she deserves it. She deserves to be wifey. I even called her wifey, and he responded like, yeah, and then, mira.
She deserves to be wifey.
She does.
Anybody could buy Eagles tickets, homie. But but if he gets another motorcycle, will she take care of the homie?
Yes. Huh, you know she will.
No, that's a question.
She'll run to save him.
Put you on her back.
Yes. Hey.
How do you have conversation when you're in the Run Club? I'll be out of breath. Homie.
So, you look where so did you go?
And then I seen all that video. You feel like running like in... Like in Elysian and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, his battle is bad.
Hills.
Yeah. He gets them ready for the marathon.
Are you doing the marathon?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what it's for.
18 miles.
Which we all signed up, by the way.
No, that's 26.
No, we were at 18 miles right now.
They're like, they're training to get to that.
So you're running 18 miles every week?
Every week.
Right now,
in one run.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. For fun?
Yeah, that look. For love.
Oh.
For the love of the game.
That'd be sick if you guys finished together. Would you leave her? Like, if she's out of breath, would you keep going just for better your time?
I think we're all going to stick together, and, like, for the first mile, and then everybody, like, splits after that.
He's going to finish and then come back and run with her.
Fuck no. Don't do that, fool.
Yeah.
Because then you're not only a symptom to us, but the national
world.
The national. You're like a national simp after that. Poetisita, fool. She's a nice
girl. She's a really great girl.
Have you seen her?
We've met her.
Oh, you guys met her.
Yeah. I don't think we met her. She went to the WSS thing. Red hair, blonde streaks.
Jesus. Very specific.
Yeah. He posts her.
Oh, you post her.
He posts her.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, she tags me and stuff.
No, you posted her on your own little thing.
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah,
shut up.
Wait, like her face?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, fool.
Sick, man.
You have to be like me. Put an emoji.
Over her?
An emoji.
Just show her yitties. Like, like a little.
Yeah, like or like show like her arm and shit like that. Oh, yeah. Or just get each other's name tied and fuck it.
Do it. Do you remember a Christmas gift from your childhood? Anybody?
I recently just remembered
something one. That meant something really, really.
Yes, I just remembered one. You go first.
So this is how who will close it.
Or I'll go first if you don't have it.
Go ahead.
Okay. When I was, my mom just told me the story and it brought back memories. That's why it's good that I've been chilling with my mom. Like, we just be talking. We be like chismeando.
Catching up.
When I was five, are these little shots? Oh, let's do it for Christmas. What are these little shots for Christmas?
Take some shots for Christmas. Here's your time, too. If you're watching, if you're listening, it's Christmas time. Thank Take a shot you. For Christmas.
Shout out Michichui,
these Michichui shots are very dangerous because they don't taste like shots at all.
Salud. Feliz Cheers. Navidad, everybody.
We hope you're with Merry the people Christmas. You love. Take and if shot. Not, you're with us. And we love you.
This Salud. Is your gift.
Cheers. Oh.
Oh, that's bomb.
Okay. So.
Too good.
Too good.
Yeah. Too good. Too good.
So,
you're talking to your mom?
Where was I at?
You were talking to mom about your Christmas.
So me and mom were talking, and shout out Angela. She was one of our neighbors, like a good friend of my mom's.
Okay.
She has a daughter named Kenya, she's my age as well. Shout out Kenya. We grew up together and stuff like that. We grew up on Maryland together when we lived like in the Westlake, like right before I moved down the street from where I grew up, like the rest of my life. We went to the Grove because we would walk to Third, Kansas 16. They would drop you off on Third, right there at the Grove.
Wow.
We went to go meet Santa. The Grove is known for doing it up for Christmas.
Oh, hell yeah.
We got there late, so it was a big old line. And at the moment, they would give you, you would like fill it out, and the Grove would try to give you whatever they can.
Mm-hmm.
You and me Santa getting the thing. We got there too late, so the line, we were like, oh, we thought it was because we were last.
Yeah.
The Grove was packed, but there were firefighters there. And they saw that we were like, oh, we thought we were only like five. Mm. We gave them the card, and they asked for our address. Day of Christmas, the firefighters came to the block. Wow. And it was like the hottest spot in the block, like in LA at the moment, like it was like really dangerous. And they came and dropped us off, and I think asked for like a big old SpongeBob plushie. Like a big ass one. And some other shit, and they brought it to me, the firefighters. That's why I don't fuck with the police. I fuck with FD, baby.
Well, shout out to the fire department. That's so beautiful. That's
really dope. Shout out to them. I hope they're doing well because that's something I think. And I think they went out. It's not like they asked the city for money.
Yeah. Bro, you got to go see the SpongeBob movie then. It's like on Christmas time. You can watch it.
I have to go watch Avatar first.
Yeah, I know you said. But you want to watch Avatar Boring. Solo. Don't
you
start.
You watched it already?
No, but he hates Avatar. Remember we had this conversation already.
Waifus.
Conquistadors. Do you remember that SpongeBob? Like having
it was just a big ass. No, I just remembered recently. My mom brought back the memory.
That's so awesome.
I don't really remember me being 5 years old exactly like that, but I do remember the firefighters, and now I know why.
Bruh, shout out to the firefighters. That's so awesome. Plus, their fire truck, it looks like Santa's sleigh.
And they're probably wearing a part of, like, our district.
They just remembered, like, hey, of course not, because look how
they were at the Grove. I'm assuming there's going to be a lot of people. Yeah, so they have to be there, like,
and get fire marshal, another one? Let's go.
Oh, no.
Let's do extra.
I'm chilling.
Okay.
Fuck that.
Shit.
We got to. We have someone coming special.
Oh, yeah. All
right. This for St. Nick. Cheers.
Salud.
Cheers.
Baby
Salud.
Jesus.
Salud. Salud. Baby Jesus. The three kings, they call us.
So. Oh, yeah. So it's one of those things. But, yeah, that was like.
That's beautiful,
that was like dope gift. And then one time my sister got me a PSP, and that was nice.
Oh, that's nice. Ooh, that's PSP. Nice. Shout out PSP. What about you, Vic?
I've been blessed with, like, a lot of good, you know, Christmases. The one I remember that kind of sticks out the most was after my parents got divorced. Ooh, we're going dark now.
Wow.
But my mom didn't really have a lot of money at the time because, like, whatever happened, like, she just didn't have a lot of it. And then we went to this store at the, I don't know what mall, maybe Buena Park Mall. That's where she was living at the time. And then she was just like, oh, I don't really have a lot of money, but, like, you can get, like, a couple things because that store, it was, like, a weird store. It's called Stephen Berry's. It had all college close. I don't know. It's UCLA, like just any college. It had all the college licenses.
Was that like a thrift shop?
No, it wasn't thrift. It was like all new stuff, but it just all had like college. Like it's, everything was like any college you could think of. Like they just had sweaters and sweatshirts and shit like that. And everything was super cheap, though. Everything was like 10, 15 bucks. Even the shoes. They had these Stephon Marbury's. He used to play in the NBA. They were called Starberries. So they were like all white shoes, like basketball shoes. And then those were only 15 bucks. Mm-hmm. But he made them specifically for like when you can't really afford like Jordans or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I got a pair of those. I got a bunch of shirts, UCLA, because that's like my favorite college or whatever. And then I was just like, cool. Like, I was just like, damn, thank you, mom. Like, because I knew how hard it was for her that year. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been blessed again with like a lot of other Christmases and stuff like that. But that one was cool because just felt like she did whatever she could.
Yeah, it's memorable.
Yeah.
I think when you get gifts like that, it's like, it's a lot better.
That's forever. Yeah.
Like, last year for Secret Santa, my cousin's girlfriend got me. And she's little. She was probably like 19, 18, and she got me for Secret Santa, and she made me a big-ass toilet. Let me explain this to you. Like, she came up to me with a big old toilet, like, super creative. It was made out of, like cardboard, and I was like, what the fuck? Inside, she knows, like, what I do, and I go out and drink and shit. Uh-huh. It was, like, little toilet shots of, like, porta-potties, and you could take shots of the porta-potties.
What?
But it was like so creative that she literally like
took her time. Like, with
is there a photo? Because I'm not seeing that in my head.
I'm trying to picture it.
It's like little porta potty shots.
Yeah, but why would she do that?
I don't know. I thought it was cool as fuck.
It is cool.
Yeah,
because you're the shit, bro.
I was like, this is different. Like,
like you must open it. Like, oh
no, Cause you know, again, nobody and I don't and we don't really know each other. That's like my that's my little cousin's girlfriend.
Girl, yeah.
So it's not like my cousin my age's girlfriend, which I probably get along with. So this little girl don't even know me. She made me like a whole toy. I thought it was I'm gonna find it. But go
why
ahead,
she hates you and she's like
she probably like fuck this fool.
Yeah.
I'll make him a fucking toilet.
I got this shitty guy. No, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
What about you, Lucky?
My grandma, she used to. So she would do like a, yard sales. So she would always do yard sales. That's what I always remember her. Like every weekend she had yard sales at her house, and she probably would go thrifting and then sell it, right? Sort of like reselling. For Christmas she would always have like boxes from me, my sister, my cousin Patty, and they're little things from, they don't even make sense.
Yeah,
it could be a Barbie with her haircut because it's another kid's Barbie that they gave to the thrift shop, or like a Barbie with just a shirt on because there was no pants to it, right?
Yeah.
But like all of that little like we're like I just picture when I think of Christmas, I think of that little box that she had that just had little trinkets of everything, mean nothing but also mean like everything. So I think to me, like I'm like now I'm buying my niece's stuff. I don't just buy them one thing. I'm like putting things together, and I was like, oh shit, unbeknownst to me, I'm doing the stuff that my abuelita would do. So shout out to my abuelita. Shout out to your
So she made me like a legit toy.
What the
hold on
with toys inside.
She's creative. She's an ASB, bro. She's in student body president or something.
But it was like the coolest shit ever. Like, they're like little porta potties.
Oh, I get it. So that's the actual gift, but she made the packaging.
Yeah. Yeah,
fit the gift. Yeah. Wow.
And then.
What's her name?
Gramalo.
Okay. Yeah. Selena.
Shout out Selena, man. You're creative.
She's new to the family, you know, but and she's quiet, fool. I'd be like, chilling. I'd be like fucking with her, like trying to talk shit. And she's like, and I guess, you know how people do those TikToks, like, if somebody new comes to the family, this is what we're warning you about. I think I'm the one that they get warned about. Like, he's going to come in here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's everybody's favorite.
He's going to find your flaw, he's going to make fun of it.
And then all my aunts love me. We're the only boys.
Yeah.
So nobody could tell a shit. Nothing. And I just go in there like, bro, one of my cousins dating a Chino, like an Asian, like a real Chinese
This is
man.
The third time you brought up Asians in this podcast.
And
say something nice. Say something nice.
And he's like really serious, so I'm scared. I don't know if I should fuck him.
Because he might know.
That fool might know some shit. You know what I mean?
He might know karate.
And I think his name is like Stewie or some shit.
Oh, God.
But he's a Chinese man, and he's a cool ass fool. But he doesn't really talk. And then my other cousin's dating like a quiet fool. My cousins are all fucking.
Everyone's dating quiet. They're the loud ones, and then they date quiet ones.
We're the loud ones. My family.
Yeah.
But you understand, like my brother-in-law Guts, he's been with my sister for almost 19 years.
Oh, wow.
So he's like the favorite in-law of the family. Like he's
yeah.
you know like So with all these new foods, trying to get into the family.
Yeah.
But yeah, shout out Selena. Great gift.
Shout out Selena. Shout out to the new people in the family. We're talking to you. We're putting you on blast. You guys are all probably watching this. She's probably like the new person to that family watching us is like, what are you guys watching? We're watching Brown Bag. Welcome. Welcome. Okay. Make sure you get your tickets.
Give me little shit.
To Un Año Nuevo con Brown Bag. It's going down January 17th at the Novo.
Let's get it, baby.
And we've been sending out Christmas grams. It's not too late to get them for New Year's if you get like a, if you're getting get a gift you don't like, or if someone got your Secret Santa no te gustaba, hit us up and show us, email us your ticket so that we can send you a New Year's gram or like a welcome to the gang gram. Exactly. All right, brownbagpod@gmail.com. All right. Brown Bag.
We love you.
Peace. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Feliz Navidad. We love you.